Blog Talk Radio. Genesis, I can't
find where it is exactly. I think it was in Genesis. I don't know. But it tells you that the evening and the morning start, evening time, and in the morning, that'll be the new day, the next day. Remember, sheep, I want you to have your pen, paper, and pencil just in case I say something that you will want to remember later, and you can write it down now. Most people, younger people as well as older people, are becoming computer savvy if they are not already computer savvy. And I have told myself that I choose not to become computer savvy, but I find now that nowadays I should become computer savvy. And sheep, this is what I want you to know while I have you on the phone. Feast of Tabernacle ends today, and tomorrow starts the great last day. And if you will read in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 3 to 4, you will find out what you're supposed to do on that time. This is the last of the great harvest. So hopefully you have planted your food and you should pick it today and as well as tomorrow. If not, I only have 7 minutes left. This is so sad. So it tells you on the computer that I am in 1 Kings chapter 22, but I will correct you. I am in 2 Kings chapter 17 and verse 31. Now, I didn't mark it down last time, so I'm just guessing that I am at verse 31. I know that there were some names in here that I know. Nevertheless, maybe I would try to look them up when I go off the air. Verse 31 of 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 31 reads, "And the Avites and made Nesheth." Let me start over again. "And the Avites," that's spelled A-V-I-T-E-S, "and made Nabiz," that's spelled N-I-B-H-A-Z. That sounds like biz has. N-R-T-A-K, and the Sheronites spell S-E-P-H-A-R-B-I-T-E-S, burnt their children in fire to Adrammelech and Amalek, the gods of the Shephervines. That's terrible. We are not supposed to do that. Our God does not tell you to burn your children up. He tells you that. That's what the gods of Satan will have you to do. verse 32. So they feared the Lord and made unto themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. They feared the Lord and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. From the nations they carried from that place. That's what this means. Verse 34. Unto this day they do after the former manner. They fear the Lord. Let me read chapter 34 again. Unto this day, former manner, they fear not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes, nor after their ordinances, nor after the law and the commandments which the Lord commanded the children of Joseph, whom he named Israel. So we do over here in America believe we try to do after what Israel, Joseph said. We try to follow the laws of Israel. Now, the people over in the country of Israel who are trying to act as if they are, and most people believe that they are when they are not. Read your Bible, sheep. I'm telling you, this book will tell you that those people are not the children of Israel. They are not Joseph's kids. Joseph was a brown person, and his skin was brown. I don't know where that pale skin comes from. I don't know where they come from. They are not of us. Stop trying to do the things that they do. And again, I am going to be back with you sheep as soon as I can. I'm about to go off the air, and I will try to get on again. If not, I will come back to you all as soon as possible and pick up reading where I have left off. If I have left off,
help your children.
Verse 33.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts.
There must have been something that the
and devil
did not want me to take.
You
heaven, there is something here
forever
in my heart.
We've got to walk on.